You know who I'm talking about, don't you? Okay, we're going to get the first chorus for you. And we're going to have them perform first, because they always like to go on first. They don't like to be last. So we're going to let them sing, and then we'll have the second half.
Thank you.
5 weeks from this evening, we will all have completed the memorial of our Lord's death. We will have gathered together, each in our ecclesias. We will have heard from the scriptures. We will have partaken of the bread and the cup. And we will go out. We will go out quietly without fellowship, because almost 2,000 years ago, on that evening of the Passover celebration, after the meal, after the cup, the breaking of the bread, our Lord took his disciples to Gethsemane. We're going to try to take you to Gethsemane tonight.
Thank you.
Our next song is also about the garden, but in this case the poet, instead of referring it to the garden as the garden, he refers to the Garden of Gethsemane as the woods. And he paints a picture for us that in our Lord's lonely hour, our Lord took strength from the trees of that woods. for that center. But I will ask you, if you're interested as to how it's going and how it's gone, ask the residents that live there. Now, what about Florida? After the Gresham Project, we received a great number of inquiries, when are you going to do an East Coast retirement center? So we sent out a survey about 6 months ago to all the Eastern Ecclesias, and we asked for those who were interested to respond to the survey. Most of the responses spoke of either New England or Florida. So we are presently engaged in what we call a feasibility study. That means you study the idea to see if it's feasible. Will it work? So if someone says to you, I hear that they have purchased a piece of property in Florida, that's not true. If someone tells you, I hear they have $1 million and they're just looking for a piece of property to buy, that's not true either. If they say, I hear they're studying to see if they can do one in Florida, that's true. That's what we call the feasibility study. Now, we've been working on it for a couple months, so let me tell you how far we've come. We have come to the conclusion, with much discussion with the Orlando Ecclesia, that the Orlando area is probably the best location in the state of Florida for a retirement center. Due to the size of the class, the fact that they could absorb an influx of more people. I think they call them snowbirds, but these would be, is it snowbirds or bluebirds? Snowbirds. Okay. Yeah, bluebirds are up north. So we have discussed this with the elders of the Orlando Ecclesia, and they in turn have discussed it with their Ecclesia. And it's not that the Orlando Ecclesia would be responsible for the retirement center, but we wanted to make sure that we didn't even start to think about an area where the class couldn't at least absorb and help with the spiritual aspects of the retirement center. So, in a spiritual sense, we think that it's feasible to have a center in the Orlando area somewhere. Secondly, as far as costs go, a very, very preliminary examination, we would expect the cost of the units to be comparable or less than what is done in Gresham. We're sure that we will not exceed any of the costs that we've already of a style like we have in Gresham. So if you're not familiar with Gresham, we have 5 different models available, from studios up to 2-bedroom units. There are 5 choices. The prices depend on which choice you take, and the purchase of a life lease, which means you purchase a lease and then you can live there for the rest of your life. The prices range from around $20,000 to $50,000, depending on which unit you are specifically interested in. We think, at this point in a feasibility study, that the prices in Florida would be the same or less. Again, it's up to your choice as to which one of the models you pick. Thirdly, we suspect that it takes approximately 12 units, 12 families, 12 individuals, 12 individual units to be purchased to start a center. The Gresham Center started with first 12 and then quickly went to 16. We virtually sold all of those 16, so we are in the process of finishing another 10. Our occupancy in Gresham at the moment is 70%. In order to start another center, we feel we would have to start with 12 units and then could expand from that point on up to 36 or whatever. There is a small committee from the retirement center that is handling this East Coast project. Brother Paul Malley is the chairman of this feasibility study. On his committee are Brother Leo Post and Brother Ray Luke, to make sure we keep in very accurate contact with the local brethren. We have asked 5 brethren from the Orlando area to be our grassroots sounding board, our contact points, etc. So we have asked Brother Bill Ruman, Brother George Eldridge, Brother Eddie Thompson, Brother Leonard Wessel, and did I say 5? And Brother Ibis Phelan is not from Orlando, but we asked him, Brother George, because of his expertise in Florida construction. So that's our little committee. If you have questions, we would invite you to ask any one of those persons, and they can focus the questions to the board. Ask any of the board members. Write to us in Gresham if you have questions. And also, I have some of the survey forms. If you know of anyone who is interested, we would appreciate it. If they're interested this year, or in 3 years, or 4 years, it would help our planning immensely if you would fill out one of these survey forms and turn it into Brother Malik, or mail it to Brother Malik. So, we're certainly available for questions. You can ask myself, Brother Mitchell Bleachers, Brother Ferlajewski, these are all board members, Brother Leo Post, Brother David Bruce, Brother Ray Krupa, who else is here that's on the board? Brother Malley has already returned to Connecticut. Ask any of us if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to ask Brother Don Moore of the St. Petersburg Ecclesia to read Psalms in the Night. Brother Don.
Songs in the Night, March 8th. Be strong and of a good courage, Joshua 1:6. Courage is always admirable, but there is a moral courage which should rank higher far than physical. This moral courage is greatly needed among the Lord's people. Without it, they can do nothing. And many of their difficulties in the Christian way are because they fail to appreciate this matter and fail to develop this courage. It requires real courage of the highest order to stand for the Lord's truth and His people when these are misunderstood, misinterpreted, antagonized. It takes real courage to stand for the light when the great adversary with a worldwide influence brands it as darkness and leads an assault against it. It requires real courage to denounce the darkness meekly, persistently, when it has on its side wealth, culture, influence, and churchianity.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Should we close this day of blessing with the use of hymn number 362? We'll sing it all, rising on the last verse, and ask Brother Tim to close this day with a prayer. 362.
Thank you. kind and gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of your Son, the hope of our calling. We thank you for this day of instruction and fellowship. We pray that your Holy Spirit would be with our hearts and minds, that we might absorb the lessons you intended for us, and thereby might more vigorously fulfill our vows of consecration. We pray that your Holy Spirit would be with us. As we depart, we pray that we might not be soon again swept up with the cares of this world, but we might continue to dwell on the things that have been presented this day, and that through them we might be doers of the word, and not just hearers only. We're always mindful of our brethren scattered the world over, especially those not as fortunate as we are. We tell you how much we appreciate this precious season, the memorial of our Lord's death. We ask that you would go with us this evening as we go our several ways, watch over us, and be your will. Grant that we return in the morning to learn again at Jesus' feet. We ask all these things in his name. Amen.